Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
The Bruins do not win the Stanley Cup. I will have my entire body waxed on this show.
I'm ready to wax.
Ow!
I feel pretty, oh so pretty.
Ow!
I feel pretty and witty and gay.
Ow!
And I pity,
ow,
any girl who's in me today.
Ow! Oh, that one hurt.
You should have played around with the bag first.
And now,
a tornado of poop.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
I've never made a contingency plan for stolen chicken.
Streaming live from WAAF.com and the radio.com app.
There's a whole Pornhub channel for this.
Oh.
You can also ask Amazon Echo to play WAAF.
It's a national disgrace.
This.
It was crippling diarrhea.
Is.
Just dirty.
The Hillman Morning Show.
It was the greatest sexual awakening of my life.
Oh, God.
With your host.
I mean, are you prepared to face the verbal wrath?
The virtually hairless.
Wow, I like that idea. Sign me up.
Greg Hill.
I will place my mouth and my head into the opening.
Oh, that's strange.
The newly hairy Lyndon Byers on sports.
Let's Google your fights on YouTube.
You see him running around in his underwear.
I'm a personality on a radio show.
There's something.
Tap the light switch, no eggplant. Yeah.
The strategically hairy Danielle Murr with news.
I've had enough bad sex.
She is very feisty and she will come at you.
Or just stuff it.
I'm not.
Stuff it.
And Mike Hsu, who's hairy in all the wrong places.
You're fully extended now.
I think legalizing marijuana is a wonderful thing.
I'm like, I'm just putting it in my mouth.
Don't be a pot smoker.
There'll be a lot of balls flying through the air.
It's.
He was a penis with a man hanging from it.
The Hillman Morning Show.
No other smell like it.
I had to whack it on something good.
Yeah, we're not dealing with mental giants here.
Get it out. Get it in.
I hope that there's a caressing lube involved.
BYOB means bring your own butter.
I know when it comes on for you to go, you have to go.
Wowie zowie, come back over here.
There's nothing better than new intro day, except for maybe free appetizer day.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah, no, that's the best.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Free apps with purchase.
Yeah.
Just free apps. I don't even want to make the purchase. Give me the free app.
Yeah, it's right up there with the BOGO.
Right.
You know, the buy one and the get one.
Got to be the full BOGO, not the BOGO 50. Yes. That's a cop-out.
Oh, boy, Shu. I don't even want to read this review on the new intro.
Oh,
yeah. This texter says it sounds like you mailed it in. I mean, these people are never, they're never happy.
You bring your A game on day one after vacay?
No,
come on.
No, they are
come
happy,
on, people.
This
quit
is,
judging.
This is them being happy.
Yeah,
this is making their day.
Oh, okay.
Like, I texted in. I really showed them.
Well, we're back, and it's a Monday. There's probably many of you who are feeling the same way that we are, which is how difficult it is to have to go back to work after a brief vacation, but I trust everybody. Danielle, did you have a nice vacation?
I did. It was kind of more of like a productive staycation.
Yeah.
I got a lot of the nagging household things out of the way that I've been trying to do forever and ever and ever. I did go to the casino on vacation with my family. We had dinner at Sinatra's when my aunt was in town.
It's just like Las Vegas in Everett, is the way I describe it. Yes,
yeah,
it's like
exactly.
It's just like Las Vegas in Everett. Yeah,
you see all the typical, the same tourists, the same types
of
people.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a. You know, we talked in the show a couple times about the curved escalators.
Yes,
had a near-death experience on them.
What?
I was wearing a pair of Louboutins, Greg.
Oh, well, excuse me.
With
Louboutins, yes.
With a very, very thin stiletto. Mm-hmm. Like the bottom of the heel is probably, I don't know, 2 to 3 millimeters.
Yeah.
Very, 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 very small. So when I stepped onto the escalator, one of my heels got stuck in the tread.
Sure.
And I was oh, crap. If you ever saw The Wedding Planner with Jennifer Lopez, it was like when she got her Gucci shoe stuck in the storm grate thing or whatever, manhole. And so I was like, okay. So I shifted my weight to the other foot to take my foot out to pull the shoe off.
Uh-huh.
And then my other shoe got stuck.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's not a very tall escalator.
Yeah,
so you
yeah.
don't have a lot of time on it.
Right,
and
right.
And I was like... What do I do?
Did anybody come to your aid or
nobody.
Anything? Nobody.
My mother's like, what are you doing taking your shoes off? I'm like, I'm just trying not to die, Mom.
Well, thank God they weren't strapped in.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. Seriously.
Thank God you're here with us.
You are like on a Disney ride.
I really was. It was terrifying.
Did you win money or did you lose?
We didn't gamble.
Oh, you didn't gamble.
We did dinner and then just kind of like did a little walk around to see the facilities and whatnot.
Oh, fantastic.
My mom loves to play craps and she's an amazing craps player. Like I'm in awe of her anytime she plays. But they're doing like $25 minimums for the first few weeks for the tables, and she's like, I'm not spending $25 a bet. I'll come back later.
What does she want to bet? $10 a bet or five
yeah,
bucks?
Yeah. $5, $10.
Yeah,
she's
retirement.
In a
retirement income. She's on retirement income.
If she's gonna wager big money, she's gonna day trade, you know?
Oh, here's somebody wondering if that stuck in the escalator porn will be available soon on YouPorn.
Same exact thing. Right? I'm like, when's that going to happen, Daniel?
Oh, let me bend over and pull my shoe out. I forgot I'm not wearing panties.
Well,
happy Monday, everybody.
I'm glad you're alive and
thank
that you're
you,
with us. And we are back. And if you'd like to call and you would like to be on the show anytime over the next 4 hours, this is the number. 617-764-9223, or you can text on the text line, which is 97107. Today's weather, it looks like it's going to be an absolutely perfect summer day. Mm. It is going to be mostly sunny. The temperature is going to get to 80, but there is going to be low humidity.
Yes, which I'm very happy about.
It is not going to be. The SWAS meter will not be pinned in the red today like it was for a good part of this past weekend and last week. So
that's no fun.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful Monday on the way. It is 63 right now here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. On the show this morning at 7:30, we will have a Monday's Mutt Dog in the studio. That dog is hoping that one of you amazing people might be able to give them a forever home. And this week's Monday's Mutt is Callie, who is an 8-month-old pit bull mix.
Yes.
Is that right, Danielle?
Yes.
All right.
Beautiful.
Callie.
Tan and white, beautiful little face.
Love
her little brown eyes are like, please adopt me. Love me forever. Let me cuddle with you.
I will go, just as a heads up, I will go Instagram Live when Monday's Mutt is in the studio at about 7:30 this morning. So if you're not already following me on Instagram right now, would be a good time to do that. And Greg Hill 107 is how you can find me on the IG. Also, coming up at 8, we are going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back, and you can leave one of those right now on any topic. The Hill Mail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463. You leave a voicemail message, and we will play your voicemail messages back coming up at 8. And of course, first thing back, and I am greeted by a phone call from the Can Man. I didn't know who would be the first caller of the morning, but I guess it's Michael P. Mahone. Hmm. Shall we? Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Greg Hill.
What's happening?
This coming Friday, there will be your historic milestone.
Yes?
Which is the 7,000th show this coming Friday.
I can't believe this. Now, for those who don't know, Michael P. Mahone, In almost a, I guess the obscure reference would be Rain Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Michael P. Mahone has been keeping track of every show that I have done during the nearly 29 years that I've been on here at WAAF. And he has calculated that Friday will be the 7,000th show. Is that correct, Ken?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And I'm going to be the guest on your studio right across of I-90 from the New Balance Studios across the street into I-90 to 83 Leo Birmingham Parkway.
Yes.
And I'm going to have the exclusive. We're going to have the future of Michael P. Mahone's future. Woman about to hear that could change history.
So, wow. You're going to take over the sports?
You are basically announcing yourself as the guest. Okay. So no invite or anything, but just you're simply going to show up and you will be the guest on Friday's 7,000th show. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's going to be the future of Michael Mahone's positive things, what's going to happen in the near future.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right. We will see you on Friday morning right around 6 o'clock, but I'm going to be here from 6 to 10. One problem, it's going to rain.
It's going to rain. Are you taking the bike here, or how are you getting here?
Take the commuter rail.
Oh, commuter rail. Okay, yes. All right. Well, the commuter rail is heading out, and we will
and
see you.
And stop like act like Elmer Fudd.
You first.
Yeah.
All right, Ken. Thank you.
We will see you then on your 7,000th show this coming Friday. I have the exclusive about the future of Michael Peter Mahone.
Okay.
You wait and see. You watch on Facebook Live.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Very good to hear.
Yeah.
That's
got to be entertaining, though. Facebook Live.
His Facebook Live. Yeah.
Getting yelled at for an hour.
Well, I'm wondering if our workplace is like your workplace, and throughout the morning, we're just going to be catching up with some of the regular callers who haven't been able to call the show for a good week and a half now.
This is going to be the water cooler show.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah. All right. Well, this apparently Friday will be the 7,000th show that I have done here at WAAF. Coming up in a moment, we are going to get to Chinners in the News. And based on this story, I now have to have pre-licked ice cream for lunch.
Oh.
Also coming up in a moment, Florida, not like the rest of us, why one man was arrested for what he did to an alligator.
Oh, no.
We will get to that and the rest of today's news, and it's all coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, it's always nice to take a few days off, but it's great to be back, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, after a while, vacation gets to be so boring. Lying around in the sun, eating whatever you want to eat.
Anything.
I mean,
I need some structure in my life. I need routine.
Really?
Yeah,
my routine is I go to the and buy a lottery ticket. Every day, praying.
And pray.
Praying.
You didn't win?
I thought you married one.
Mm, no, wow. I can't do that to her yet.
Yet.
Well, it's great to be back. I know last week was a pretty popular vacation week for many of you. So if you're back like we're back, then my sympathy. You have my sympathy. If you have to go back in and get everything done that accumulated while you're out last week, you have my sympathy. It is a new intro day, the 8th of July, and you'll get a rare content replay on this month's new intro every single hour. So coming up in another half an hour or so, a rare content replay on the new intro. And also, we are giving away a pair of concert tickets for a different show every weekday between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. It is our WAAF summer tour, and we are your concert station, and that means we want to send you to the biggest shows of the summer. So all you have to do is listen for the WAAF tour bus to roll out. Those who are concerned, it is not being driven by LB.
Oh, good.
No. Unqualified. But the WAAF tour bus is going to roll out shortly. Mm. And when you hear it, just be the seventh caller at 617-764-WAAF, and you will score yourself a pair of tickets. So I believe that I can go ahead and am I allowed to announce the artist ahead of time that we're giving away this first hour? Is that okay, Shu?
I think so, yeah, sure. Happens
to be a couple of LB's favorite ladies when it comes to rock and roll. The ladies from Heart.
Oh yeah.
And so
yes.
What a threesome.
Of course, I heard in the replay the shout out that LB did to Hannah Storm with Bubs
right.
Edelman.
Yeah. Right.
And of course, if he's not able to get Hannah, I'm sure that either of the Heart ladies would be acceptable to him. So
would he be acceptable to them?
Oh, Shu, that's not a question that you want the answer to.
I dropped a ton of weight over the vacay.
Yeah.
You do look good, bud.
Let's see. Here's a 339 text asking if I won any sandcastle awards over the vacation up in Ocean Park, and I can't. I don't do that anymore. Kids are too old.
Also stopped getting the theme from the judges ahead of time.
I never got the theme from the judges.
Oh,
there was no. No,
Mr.
I won.
Bun.
Listen, I won back to back sandcastle contest awards in Ocean Park. And it's never been done again. Nobody else has ever won back to back.
Yeah, you're in the Sandcastle Hall of Fame.
Right. I'm like the women's soccer team of the Sandcastle competition in Ocean Park. All I do is win. That's it. That was an excellent game. Now, listen, we might as well delve into that for a moment.
Yeah.
Because Danielle had her panties in a bunch or her Louboutins stuck in an escalator in the office this morning.
Oh, that's a good new phrase. I like that.
And so I guess the issue is congratulations to the women's soccer team, and they won their fourth World Cup.
Yeah, good
and
job.
Of course, back to back. And the issue is that everybody is talking about this morning is why they don't get equal pay to the men. And you're a little bit worked up about this.
Yeah, I mean, people always bring up the numbers thing. You know, do they bring in as much revenue? Is there as much viewership? And I completely get that. But in the last 3 years, the women's soccer team brought in more total revenue than the men's games did. The 2015 Women's World Cup final had more views than any soccer match in U.S. history, men's or women's at that time. Nike announced recently that the women's team jersey is the soccer jersey with the highest sales on the website in one season. So,
really?
I mean, I think they're doing okay as far as bringing in revenue goes.
Yeah, they're deservingly so. That's
absolutely.
The whole World Cup was sold out.
Yeah.
They get paid, I read yesterday, they get paid 13% of the total revenue, and the men only get paid 9% of the total revenue, even though obviously the total revenue numbers are different. The prize money for the men is $400 million, and for the ladies it's $60 million. So I don't know where you stand on this. Shu, what's your opinion?
If they're making the numbers like Danielle says, then I say, yeah, give them equal pay. And don't forget about the men. Most of the men who play on the national teams in the World Cup also have their side gigs and leagues around the world where they make insane money.
Yeah.
So, they have that extra revenue coming in. I don't know if the women make as much in their leagues outside of the national teams.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah. Do you feel like... when it comes to equal pay, and this applies to any workplace, that it doesn't matter what the job is, that a woman should always be paid equally to a man who is doing that same job.
Yeah, if you're doing the exact same job, yes.
Regardless of, so let's say that there is a female salesperson who is not bringing in the same amount of revenue that a male salesperson is. Does she deserve to be paid the same amount just simply because she's a female?
I feel like sales is not the best example just because oftentimes that might be commission-based. Mm-hmm. Maybe look at, you know, like a district manager at a retail company or something, or at a coffee company, or like anything that's not really performance-based, I guess, like revenue-based, that's not a commission-based thing.
What about a male salesperson who can't just go in there and show his boobs?
Well, he's targeting the wrong clientele, bud.
I mean, he could get boobs. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an easy 6K.
Let's see. Here's a text, and they're asking Danielle if you think the WNBA should be the same as the as you're suggesting for soccer.
Is it the same numbers thing? Then well, sure.
Well, no, it's not the same numbers. I mean, there's no way that the WNBA brings in as much revenue as the NBA does.
Well, as I said at the very beginning of my opinion, you do need to look at things like numbers. I mean, if the entire league's revenue is not bringing, you know, if just to use like ballpark numbers, if guys are bringing in $1 million for X and women are bringing in you know, $500,000 for X consistently, it doesn't make sense that you would pay the same because the revenue model is different.
Here's a text, a 774 text that says, how about this crazy idea where we pay people based on their abilities, not their gender? But that's essentially what this is. I mean, their abilities have led them to win back-to-back World Cups. Right?
Yeah.
Not the guys' abilities. Yeah. The U.S. men's soccer team has not done that.
No.
So,
has the U.S. ever men's ever won a World Cup?
I don't think they ever have. I'm not up to date on the soccer minutia.
No. Didn't Jules play?
Yes, of course. Yes, my daughter played. Loved playing college soccer and loved watching these games. I mean,
it's such a tough road to go down because. You look at revenues, but then you look at talent.
Right.
So look, you know, LeBron makes. You know, I mean, how about those contracts those guys just signed this past weekend?
Of course,
out in LA for
right,
like you know, 4 years and $140 million. Well, because you're one of the top five players in the league, the guy that's one of the top bottom five players is you know pulling down. $1 million too.
Yes.
Which isn't chump change.
Let me ask you this question from a 508 texter. Should male strippers make as much as the female strippers? Equal pay for an equal job.
Well, that's a tipping-based model. So, again, if they're getting paid a base hourly wage, then yes. But you're, you know.
I mean, well, then let them work all week and not just on Sunday afternoon.
Well, you know, if you'd ever been to Male Encounter back in the day, you would have seen the ladies up in the front right corner that had their electricity shut off routinely every week because they were too busy tipping out Mike D and Al and Nick and all the boys.
Now, Danielle, a texter wants to know if you also believe that women should allow men onto the rescue boats at the same time that they get on as the when the Titanic is going down.
Yeah, as soon as you can repopulate the world, absolutely.
It takes two to do that.
I mean,
in theory.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of frozen samples.
Yeah, but that was old school back then.
I don't have a problem.
Women didn't exist.
The way to get on early is to grab a kid. Like what's his name did in Titanic?
Billy Zane.
Yes, just grab a kid and you can force your way onto those rescue boats at the same time as the women and children. Women and children first.
You should talk to your friend Billy Zane.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, I think it's a very interesting issue. I do believe that if you looked, I get what you're saying about the popularity of the Women's World Cup and specifically the U.S. team here in America. But I think around the world, the Men's World Cup is dominant when it comes to ratings and revenue.
It's the greatest sport on the planet.
So it's difficult for them to...
That and the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Am I all allowed to say that?
Yeah, I think you can. Yes.
Okay, it's not. We're not there yet, right?
Yeah, I think you can. You do. I think you have to say "Ooper say Old Bay" if you'd like to. If you'd like to talk about it. All right. Anyway, it's a Monday. Let me give you the weather. And it is going to be a beautiful summer day today. Hopefully this is your week off. I mean, last week was great. This week is also going to be great. There's no rain in the forecast for like 5 to 7 days or something like that.
Awesome.
So, and today, low humidity, which people like Lyndon and myself really appreciate. Yes. So mostly sunny. Temperature is going to be 80. Right now, it is 63 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. I have tickets to give away every single hour this morning for the very best summer concerts. It's the WAAF Summer Tour, and you have the chance to win tickets every single hour on our show and all day today. You are listening for the WAAF Summer Tour Bus, which you will hear roll out, and when you do, be the seventh caller, and you will win the tickets. So here's a 978 text asking how the golf ball drop went. I should just recap the golf tournament. The golf tournament was great. 27th annual WAF Celebrity Golf Tournament. The casino MGM was an amazing host. The golf course, Great Horse, was just an amazing venue. We got a rare unannounced appearance by Robert Gronkowski, which was fantastic.
Nice. He's awesome.
The kid, not only did he show up and make his way around to visit all of the golfers, but he then went over to the pool at the country club and played catch with a bunch of the kids. Well, you think he went there to see the yummy mummies that were out at the pool?
I'll be as
that.
What do you think, bud?
But he went.
He's a genius.
But he went there. Went there and played catch with all the kids that were at the pool and everything. And that's, I mean, you know how you go back to school and you write something about your summer vacation? Yeah. That's a pretty good story.
Yes. Yep.
So I want to thank not just Gronk, but all the celebrities, the great Ray Bourque and
Baba.
Your former teammate Bob Swoop Sweeney,
Swoopsta,
everybody who made their way out to this year's WAF Celebrity Golf Tournament, and the question that was asked about the golf ball drop, it went great, and $5,000 went to a listener, a female listener. I think her name is Cindy. So hopefully, maybe she spent it all by now. I don't know. I have no idea.
I think she's taking the week off.
Right? Probably.
Unpaid vacay, fine.
I'm sure we'll find out at some point. Hello, Brian.
Hi, kid.
What's up, Brian?
Hey, Sue. Happy Dangerous Toys Day.
It's a Dangerous Toys Day.
Excellent.
Hey, regarding the Ann Wilson and Nancy Wilson LB threesome.
Yes.
What would be the only toy involved in that? A defibrillator?
Yes. Oh. Yes. That's LB's sex toy of choice these days, a defibrillator. Yes. Let's see. This is Dan. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Greg. How's it going?
What's happening, Dan?
Hey, I don't know if I got what you said wrong, but you said the women get 13% of the revenue, the men get 9% of the revenue, and the women's jerseys, merchandise, so on and so forth have been breaking all sorts of sales records. So wouldn't that equate to them getting paid more? I understand that the tournament, you know, they get the 60 and the other team gets the 400, which is absolutely ludicrous, and I agree with that. But as far as the revenues, wouldn't they be making more money?
Well, I believe that the revenue from the I suspect that the revenue from the jerseys goes directly to FIFA, not to the women's soccer team. And if you looked at, let's say that the revenue for the Women's World Cup was 100 million, then they get 13%. They get 13 million. If the revenue for the Men's World Cup is 500 million, the men only get 9% of it. So on a percentage basis,
but you're not going to change that. That's not something that somebody can go in and change. That's what it brings in. It goes back to what Danielle's saying about the WNBA and the NBA. I mean, if you're only bringing in 100 million, we can't pay you 200 million if we're only bringing in 100.
Correct. I mean, I think that is.
But what I'm saying is, they're getting a better deal than the men. They're getting 13%. Their team and such doesn't make as much, but they're actually getting paid more.
Of a considerably smaller number. The total revenue that the Women's World Cup brought in was $73 million, of which they got 13%. The Men's World Cup brought in $4 billion. Of which they got 9%, so a significantly higher number, even though the percentages are skewed.
Well, because we're men.
But that's why.
Save that for August.
That is why, in this particular case, I don't know that it's fair to say equal pay for an equal job, because the revenue doesn't match up. Fans are just more interested in watching. Sure. Men's soccer for whatever reason. Now, when it comes to me, I really enjoyed watching these women play.
Yeah.
It was outstanding. It's great soccer.
Glued to the tube.
And I don't know why people got all worked up about the way in which they were celebrating, and if they didn't like the sellies, they didn't like the way, and they thought that they were throwing it in the face of the other teams or something, but I don't have any. Oh, did you have any? I don't have any issue with that.
The fuzzy corners hate America, man. Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, that never happens with other teams in Europe or South America. Yeah. Serious, right?
It is 6:38, and I believe we have time to get this out of the way now. Scott from Weymouth is on the phone. Hello, Scott.
Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Scott.
Danielle, LB Shoe. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Nice to hear your voice.
And nice to hear yours.
I never thought I'd say that.
Withdrawals. I've been going through withdrawals the past 10 days.
I know. It was interesting that you never called in after the Miss Bikini pageant. People were speculating as to why.
I was just telling Kat, here I go again. You're going to hate when I say this. Back to me 30 seconds.
Yes.
I'm going to be annoying again, I promise.
Yes.
But no, I felt weird. I just told Kat, I'm like, after being there, I'm like, a couple of my friends go, get right back in. I'm like, no. Like, people... No, don't overstay your welcome, Greg. You ever heard that phrase? So
I think that's good advice.
I'm sorry?
I said, I think that's always good advice.
Yeah, so I backed off, and then you're on vacation. Now I want to say hello again. Greg, calling you not from Weymouth. I am down Dennisport right now, the Cape.
Oh, love that place.
Wait a second. Are you telling me that you didn't go see the Stones last night? I thought you were going to...
Which is the genesis is the wrong word. The thesis of my call. I'm so angry.
What happened?
Your mom didn't leave money on the counter?
What happened? Help me. Right back at it. No, the minimum 300. Try to get three friends to put up 300. It all sounds good, and then no one wants to do it, though. But there is good news. Shu, are you there?
Yes.
Guess what band I'm going to see Wednesday, as in 2 days from now at the Paradise? Great. I love hard rock.
Yeah.
Greg, don't dump me. I'll be very angry.
Yeah.
Great band from the mid-90s. They've got a little softer, but great live band. It is a band called Better Than Ezra. You ever heard of them?
Oh, yeah. Better Than Ezra. Great.
Better Than Ezra. They're not heavy, which is all right, but they're not pop. They're not rap, but they're cool. They're Wednesday night at the Paradise. I'm locked into that. 100% I'm going to that. And Helmet, ironically, the shirt I was wearing at the pool party. My voice is hoarse. I saw it being last night down here screaming like a 15-year-old. The Helmet's coming, too, in October, I believe, or August, September. They're coming.
Well,
Shu, if you don't go to Helmet with me, I'm going to be very upset at you.
Well, get ready to be upset.
Come on, dude. Helmet Live. You ever seen Helmet?
Oh, I've seen Helmet. Oh, yeah.
They ripped the place apart.
Excellent.
So, Scott, real quick comments. Yes, sir.
Did you actually rent a place on the Cape, or are you staying with somebody who has a place?
Take a guess.
You're America's guest, right?
No, I have a lot of good friends. No, my buddy's got a house down here. One of my best friend's brothers owns three houses down here.
Yeah.
One of which is open for two nights. We come down.
Oh, all right.
I worked all last week, the holidays, but off. They're still sleeping. I just woke up and made a screwdriver. Right now, I'm walking down the street in Dennisport. Talking to you.
So you're Scott from Dennisport today.
Today. How was you guys' vacation? What did you guys do?
Just the normal vacation stuff. You know, the beach, the fried clams, the sunshine. You know, I'm working on my base tan. I got to tell you something. I got sick and tired of smokes talking about my waxed back on the beach every time I walked anywhere. They wanted to come up and touch my waxed back.
You want to know something? One thing, now we met each other for the first time at Ernie's, right?
Yeah, yeah.
One thing, my impressions. You think you know, you don't know.
Yeah.
I already knew LB was a monster. You know what I mean? Danielle, beautiful woman. Shu, handsome guy. One thing that surprised you about you, Greg. You were taller than I thought you were. You're tall.
Yeah.
What are you, 6'3"?
5'11 and a half.
Here comes the car. This might get loud.
I think I had lifts on. I think I was wearing my lifts.
What are you?
Yeah.
No, but everyone have a good break. That was pretty cool, man.
Everything was great, Scott. Thank you. All right. That's Scott from Weymouth. We got that, or Scott from Dennisport.
Yeah, right. Scott from Dennisport.
We got that out of the way.
What's the place down there? The Sunsetter
on
the ocean.
Isn't it called Sundowners?
Sundowners.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that's Yarmouth.
Is that Yarmouth?
I believe it's Yarmouth.
There's a great bar in Dennisport on the ocean.
Listen, I went Friday over to the Beachcomber in Wellfleet.
Mm. Oh, nice.
I'm so jealous.
Which happens to be one of the greatest beach bars in America.
Absolutely.
I mean, I always say that the Brunswick, where I was Wednesday and Thursday in Old Orchard, is the best beach bar in America. But you go down to the very end of the Cape there in Wellfleet.
Yeah.
In Calhoun Hollow.
And you go to that place.
Oh, yeah.
And
did you stay till after hours? They drag the wooden bike racks down to the beach, build a big bonfire? No.
I had to get back for Dateline. But
oh, of course. I'm sorry.
And you know, I must tell you, they shut that place down for like an hour so that they can get everybody out of there and start all over again. That's what. Yeah.
Did you do the sand tumble down the beach cliff?
No, not on purpose. I didn't.
Intentionally.
I didn't. But I had some great oysters, some great fried clams. The raw bar there is fantastic. So, all right. We actually have some news to get to, which we will do coming up in just a moment. And a reminder that we're going to have a Monday's Mutt Dog in the studio next hour. That dog is named Callie, and Callie is an 8-month-old pit bull mix. And I will be live on Instagram when Monday's Mutt gets in here. So give me a follow if you haven't already. Greg Hill 107 is how you can find me on Instagram and follow me. Not only are we back from vacation, but it is obviously a new intro day, and nice work there by the maestro, Mark Shue.
Thank you, sir.
On the July intro. Several people upset that they have to relive the Bruins loss every single month via the back waxing, but whatever.
Yeah.
That's okay. We're over it.
It was a magic moment.
That's right. We're on to the Red Sox.
We're on to them losing.
Big sweep in Detroit.
Detroit.
Heading into the All-Star break. Big sweep, heading into the All-Star break. Everything's A-okay.
You're okay.
Yeah,
sure.
all right.
Everything's A-okay.
We're
only two out of a second wild card.
Sure, right.
I got my thumbs up.
They'll be fine.
Over.
let's see here. Here is a text that says, Greg, thank you for getting me addicted to Dominations before your vacation.
Yeah.
I just made it to the Iron Age.
Oh, congratulations.
No. To them, yes. I believe I'm past the, let me check real quick.
Are you
I
think in the paper age?
No, I think I'm in one of the Iron Ages, maybe on my phone game Dominations.
Yeah. But how many Iron Ages are there?
Great question. I don't know enough.
I thought you'd be at the Silicon Valley age by this time, with a week off.
I am in the French Iron Age, so I need more troop bases, places to hold my troops. I can't get more troops, so I can't advance until I get more. It's very complicated.
You're going to make an in-app purchase for those?
You need the coins.
Yeah.
And you need, let me tell you
the
two things you need. You need the coins and you need the ham bones.
Right.
And I, for one, love ham bones. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, you're welcome on Dominations. If you're looking for something to do while you're supposed to be working or talking to people that you love, I highly recommend that you join me and start playing Dominations on your phone.
Important post-ham bone clarification.
Yes.
Do you enjoy the pea soup?
No, I don't like pea soup.
No?
Really?
No.
So you know what you got to do the next time you have it?
What?
Are you a ketchup fan?
No.
No. So that's not going to work.
No. That must be a great color. Diarrhea.
But it makes it taste awesome.
Oh, that's awful.
I do not like pea soup. Some people like it when they put ham in it or whatever. Mm. I'm not a fan of pea soup.
Great memory that I have with my mom is that she used to take me to the Magic Pan, and they had the potage, the pea soup there was tremendous, and they would serve it with the little crispy crepe things.
Ew.
missed that place.
What was that? Was that a chain or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right? I remember the magic pan. No.
You remember the magic pan with all the crepe pans and and behind the big glass, like the sneeze guard?
No. What? I don't remember the anything crepes. About it. No.
It's like akin to like a York Steakhouse.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't remember it. I'm sorry.
I've never been either.
Don't remember it.
It's gone now, but yeah, the magic pan was great.
All right, it is 6:58, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston. We're giving away concert tickets for the WAAF summer tour, and we're doing that every hour all day today. The very best concert tickets. And I'm going to give away the first pair right now. You're supposed to be listening for the WAAF summer tour bus to roll out. And so I had Stiz Grimey get a sound effect for the tour bus. So I'm going to go ahead and play that right now. That's actually the sound when Danielle went to the casino and she was backing down the escalator.
No, she's looking great these days.
In case you missed it at the start of the show, Danielle was telling us that she almost died when she got her Louboutin heel stuck in the curved escalator at the new casino in Everett.
That's crazy.
It was scary, dude.
Which, by the way, it's the only curved escalators in the world. I think we learned that before.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.